WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Hurricane Helene deaths are now over 130 across the South. Hundreds of roads blocked by mudslides or debris. In western North Carolina, ABC's Faith Abube.
Here in Nashville, while authorities search for victims and bring in much-needed food and water, it's been raining. They're still dealing with remnants of Helene. There's also a massive cleanup effort still ahead.
Good news, utility crews have fixed about 2 million power outages, while about 1.6 million remain. Former Cincinnati Reds star Pete Rose has died at home in Las Vegas at 83. He broke many records, including total hits, but suffered a career-ending scandal over betting on ball games. Israeli air attacks in Beirut. Israeli military says it started a ground offensive in southern Lebanon. The FBI today releasing a preliminary second quarter report on crime, showing a continued drop in violent crime through June by about 10%. This is ABC News. The state of California is suing a Northern California hospital for allegedly breaking the law by refusing emergency abortion care when women's lives are in danger.
According to the lawsuit, Providence St. Joseph's Hospital in Eureka has been violating the law by refusing abortion care to women in emergency situations, allegedly dictated by Providence policies barring doctors from providing life-saving emergency care if it will terminate a pregnancy. Anna Nusslock was turned away and had to go to a community hospital for life-saving care.
It inflicted on me needless, protracted pain, bleeding, and trauma.
California's attorney general wants an injunction to force the hospital to perform the care. Alex Stone, ABC News.
The United Nations Security Council today unanimously agreed to authorize another year of its international security force fighting armed gangs in Haiti. The U.S. bid to transform it into a U.N. peacekeeping mission was dropped because of opposition from Russia and China. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Are you looking to kick up your nighttime entertainment? Good times await you at the Lazy Wolf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Test your knowledge with Monday trivia. Let your inner rock star out with Thursday karaoke, plus live music, and meet all your friends at the Lazy Wolf for the big game. The Lazy Wolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyWolfLounge.com.
I'm Terry Bell with WMDX News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section on the WMDX website at mad.radio.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious? 1 in 10 kids vape serious? Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure like yourself. Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad or the seriously smart podcaster. It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously, the best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Red Cross volunteers from Wisconsin are helping people in the aftermath of Hurricane Helene. Terry Bell reports.
In all, 1,400 workers from around the country are part of the relief effort. 25 volunteers are from Wisconsin. Their assignments could change at any time. In fact, Red Cross volunteers have to be on standby in case they're needed more somewhere else in the country. I'm Terry Bell.
A high school football game in Milwaukee was cut short Friday when a gun in the stadium went off by accident. Police say an off-duty security guard accidentally fired his weapon during a game at Wisconsin Lutheran High School. The stands were emptied and everyone was sent home. The officer injured himself and was treated. The school is now going over its safety protocols. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
The Packers fall to 2-2. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Minnesota led Green Bay 28-0 at the half, but the Packers were able to move the ball and put up points in the second half before falling short against the Vikings 31-29. Quarterback Jordan Love said they didn't do enough to win.
We just didn't make plays. I think did not play well enough, personally me. And, you know, accuracy was a little bit off, a little bit shaky, and was definitely making it hard on some of the guys, which just led to us, you know, getting off the field early and not being able to put up points.
Green Bay heads to L.A. to play the Rams on Sunday. The Milwaukee Brewers are off today as they await their postseason opponent. The Mets and Braves play a doubleheader today to determine postseason seeding. A sweep by either team means the Brewers get Arizona. A split means Milwaukee faces the Mets tomorrow. First pitch is just after 4:30 in Milwaukee tomorrow. And after dropping two games, the 2-2 Badgers host Purdue on Saturday with an 11 a.m. kickoff. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A few clouds in the overnight. Northwest winds developing and gusting over 30 miles per hour. Morning lows in the mid-50s. For your Tuesday, sunny and breezy. Northwest winds up around 30 miles per hour again. High temperatures reaching the middle 60s. Right now, it's 70.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, we'll welcome in Bill and Judy Summers from Summers Christmas Tree Farm.
And we have more Idiocracy news for you.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8. A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Well, 36 days to the election. Wow. That's a lot. That's a lot. Just a reminder, also, I have a new book out, The Hidden History of the American Dream. It's available wherever you can, you know, find books online in your local bookstore or whatever. And I will be at Powell's on Tuesday, October 15th. Just FYI. I think the book signing we have in Chicago is pretty much filled up. A lot going on today. News, hurricanes, climate change. Is Harris underwater in Michigan? Death threats to those who praise Haitians. I want to get through all that. Also, the menstrual police are coming. The Republicans' plan for total control over women's bodies. This is just wild stuff, just absolutely wild stuff that we're hearing from Republicans. Also, in the second hour of our program, Trump's speeches are becoming darker and darker. His newest rant is about immigrants slitting your throat. Also, how Republicans are working to steal elections and anti-trans laws are literally killing Americans. In the third hour of our and anti-trans rhetoric. In the third hour of our program, why isn't Jared Kushner under Department of Justice investigation or at least Senate investigation? I mean, the Democrats control the Senate. Why is he not getting at least as much scrutiny as Hunter Biden? I don't get it. And Russian assets and Putin's friends are saying that they are now officially at war with the United States, including a physical war. Physical war? Yeah. We'll tell you about that in the third hour of the program. But just to start out, there's an awful lot in the news. We had this horrible hurricane. Louise and I were down in Louisiana. We were in New Orleans for the grassroots community radio conference. It was a wonderful time, and it just, you know, some great people. And I was able to hook up with or meet up with my old friends Sam Cedar and David Sirota and Wajid Ali, who I didn't know before. A very nice Wajid Ali, a very extraordinary guy. We were all keynote speakers at this conference. So it was great, but and the good news, I suppose, was that the hurricane missed us. You know, it went originally there was some concern that it might be heading toward New Orleans. The bad news is that this hurricane, this is going to be the new normal. I mean, this thing went from not even being a hurricane to being a Cat 4 hurricane when it made landfall in just what, 2 days, as I recall. I mean, you know, very, very quickly. And why? Because the Gulf of Mexico is much warmer than it has ever been in the history of humanity, or at least in the history, in recorded human history. And now at least 115 people are dead across six states. Officials fear the death toll can rise. There's many more people missing. Hundreds of roads remain closed, especially in the Carolinas. The Carolinas got hit really, really hard. everybody was worried about the wind, right? Oh, is it still a category 4 or 3 or 2 or 1, you know, when it hits? But, you know, what people were not counting for or expecting, and what the media, frankly, is not talking about, is that because our atmosphere is warmer, it's 1.5 degrees warmer than it was just 30 years ago, or certainly at the beginning of the Industrial Revolution, because of that, it holds more moisture. Warm air holds more moisture than cold air does. It's, you know, it's why in the winter, you know, the humidity collapses, you know, it's because cold air can't hold moisture. And when, once it gets below freezing, it pretty much really has a hard time holding moisture. And but the warmer it gets, the more moisture it can hold. So there was just a mind-boggling amount of water that this storm had picked up out of the Atlantic and then dumped on the Carolinas and every place in between. I mean, Georgia's in big trouble, you know, it's just right up the coast. So there's a medium, and by the way, there's an they're describing it as a medium chance that a new storm will develop in the Western Caribbean or the Gulf of Mexico later this week. And, you know, it's too early to know what's going to happen with that. President Biden says he's going to visit some of the affected communities as soon as they're kind of back on their feet. He doesn't want his visit to slow down or impede any rescue operations, which is just, you know, reasonable. He's sending, you know, all kinds of socialist aid to these red states. Now you've got Brian Kemp going, please, President Biden, send us some of that socialism. Meanwhile, of course, Project 2025 wants to do away with the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. You know, the people who predict these storms and tell us what to look out for. And they want to cut back FEMA radically. So, you know, all in the service of lowering taxes on billionaires. It's crazy. Asheville, North Carolina has been particularly hard hit. We had some friends who moved from Los Angeles to Asheville some years ago, you know, looking for a little more affordable place to live and, you know, a nice quality of life. And Asheville certainly has that. And they just loved it. They moved back to L.A. last year, they're okay. But, wow, I mean, the floodwaters just wiped out this town. I mean, it didn't wipe out the town, but it has isolated the town. There's no cell service. I'm guessing some of this is coming back today, but damaged roads, lack of power, lack of cell service. This is across western North Carolina and eastern Tennessee. And in North Carolina alone, more than 400 roads remained closed over the weekend. Most of your gas stations were closed. They didn't have electricity to pump gas. The few that were open had lines that were wrapped around the block. Again, Asheville, home to 94,000 people. About 700,000 people across North Carolina without power right now. Meanwhile, what's the state of the race in Michigan? Oh, and, well, yeah, okay, I'll get to the Haitian in just a moment. Representative Alyssa Slotkin warned donors last week. Now, she's a member of the House of Representatives right now. She is, Debbie Stabenow is retiring. And so there's an open seat, Debbie Stabenow is a Democrat, the Democratic senator from Michigan, and she's retiring. And so Alyssa Slotkin, who's a Democratic member of the House, is running for that seat. She won the primary. And she's running against former Representative Mike Rogers, a Republican from Michigan, who currently is not in Congress. And 538's average of the polls has Harris up by about 2.5 points in Michigan, 2.4. Latest New York Times Siena College poll has Harris up by just 1 point. But Alyssa Slotkin is warning, and she had a meeting with her donors over the weekend, and or last week, and she said that her Senate campaign's internal polling shows that Vice President Harris is underwater in Michigan. Now, this is really scary news. The polls were all really positive for Harris like a week ago, but you will recall, I think it was a month ago, maybe 2 months ago, thereabouts, the word kind of leaked that Republicans and Republican-aligned groups, particularly right-wing billionaires, had pledged $6 billion to help get Donald Trump and Republicans elected to the House and Senate all across the, in particular, the swing states. That $6 billion is hitting the air right now. And it's hitting hard. And you're seeing in state after state, Trump going up and Harris going down. And Republicans going up and Democrats going down. It's happening all over the place. And this is something that should, you know, frankly, concern us all. And so get ready, because, you know, I've been saying all along, I think this is going to be a blowout election. I stand by that. But that said, $6 billion is a hell of a lot of money. Last story here, and then I will take a break, and I want to get to my op-ed today. An Ohio businessman is facing death threats for praising his Haitian workers. There's multiple businesses in Ohio, in Springfield, Ohio, that have hired these Haitian immigrants who were invited to the town to come work. But only one of them, a guy by the name of Jamie McGregor, who owns a company that manufactures auto parts. It's called McGregor Metal. He's got three locations, actually. He makes parts for cars, trucks, and tractors. He's the only one who came out and spoke to the press and said that, you know, his Haitian immigrants are great workers, and he wishes he had more of them. That's what he said. And so now he's getting death threats. He says, I've struggled with the fact that we're going to have firearms in our house. Like, what the hell? By the way, this is a guy who voted for Trump in the last two elections. He's a fifth-generation Springfield resident. He prides himself on having his employees who were among his employees, people who were hired by his grandfather when he was a toddler, when he was struggling a few years ago to fill positions for machine operators, forklift drivers, and quality inspectors. He began hiring Haitians. It's now about 10%. He's got 33 of them working out of 330 people. He said, this is what he said in the New York Times. He said, they come to work every day. They don't cause drama. They're on time. I wish I had 30 more. And these are some of the messages that he's getting in social media. The owner of McGregor Metal can take a bullet to the skull, and that would be 100% justified. And then, why are you importing third world savages who eat animals and giving them jobs over United States citizens? And now they're going after his children and his 80-year-old mother, calling them. They've got somebody outed the cell phone numbers of his 80-year-old mother and his children. And so now he's, you know, bought a gun, and the FBI met with him and said, you know, you need to take this stuff seriously. So wild times in Ohio, wild times in Ohio. The menstrual police are coming. The Republicans plan for total control over women's bodies. You know, we've talked about the Comstock Act in the past, and of course, Mr. Comstock. We'll get to that in just a moment. Stay with us.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Right back with more of the news of the day and your calls in just a moment. Stay with us. Attention, American homeowners. You already do so much to protect your home, but there's a hidden threat you might not even know about: title theft. Homeowners nationwide have over $32 trillion in equity, an all-time high. With everything going on in the state of the U.S. economy, home ownership is more challenging than ever. And title theft is one less thing you should have to worry about. That's why you need protection from the crime the FBI calls house stealing, where the equity in American homes is the target. If your title isn't being monitored, scammers can transfer it into their name, take out loans, and your equity could be wiped out without you ever knowing. Protect your equity with triple lock protection from our friends at Home Title Lock. Title Lock is 24/7 monitoring, alerts, and restoration services. So sign up today. Just go to HomeTitleLock.com and use the promo code Tom, that's T-H-O-M, and you get your first 30 days of triple lock protection for free and a complete title scan of your home's title so you can make sure that your home hasn't already been compromised. That's 30 days free and a title report for using the promo code Tom at HomeTitleLock.com.
Max Inc. on Civic Media with Mike and Wendy from Sunspot.
Can you imagine the mosh pit on the bridge that could happen?
Oh,
well, that's how the original series was, when they moved the camera, whenever it's like the red alert. The,
right.
Yeah. That was the mosh pit.
Yeah. And everybody had to like fake like.
Right. Lean left. Lean right.
Yeah.
Join us for all the fun with Max Inc. on Saturday nights, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
The John and Gordy Show.
People don't realize there used to be radio schools.
It was a night school. Uh-huh. And my very first day, I walk up the stairs and there in the lobby is my instructor. He's laying on the couch, his arm over his head, and he's going, "Oh my God, I wish I'd gotten into real estate." That was the encouragement I got right away.
Weekday morning, 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
Happy birthday to the Overture Center for the Arts in Madison. 20 years ago, Overture opened to the public, in part thanks to a $205 million donation from Jerry Fauci, a local philanthropist. It's still the single largest support for the arts in American history. Chief Artistic Experience Officer Tim Sowers has been there for almost all of it, including its growth to 7 state-of-the-art performance spaces.
I've been here 16 of the 20, and it's been really fun watching the organization and the center grow and, you know, getting top-notch talent every year. And it really brings artists from around the world to Madison and then all the local artists that we support.
Reinvesting in the infrastructure of the Overture is next, with the capital campaign about to get underway. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Matt Nair on air.
Dan Schaefer is here from the Recombobulation area and now Civic Media's new political editor.
Jane, I know you like to talk about our assembly speaker.
Popcorn King, yes, Robin Voss.
So there is a potential outcome with these new maps where Greta Neubauer is the assembly speaker and Robin Voss is the minority leader. How does that sound, Jane?
I feel like my birthday came early.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays at 11 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
They're eating the pets.
J.D. Vance has said on the air that he admitted it was all a lie. Pat Kreitlow, words have consequences.
Of course they do. When we're talking about the incendiary remarks about immigrants, we're not talking about the fact that it was Donald Trump and Donald Trump alone who killed the bipartisan border security and immigration reform bill.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. There's one reason why most probiotics fall short. It all has to do with something called survivability. See, to work its magic, a probiotic must arrive alive in your gut. But to do that, it has to survive past your stomach acid, which is strong enough to dissolve metal. That's why for my gut health, I choose Just Thrive Probiotic. It's the first probiotic formulated with 4 proprietary survival strains, clinically guaranteed to reach your gut 100% alive. In fact, third-party testing proves Just Thrive Probiotic has 1,000 times better survivability versus traditional probiotics, making it a game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, even your mood. And with 0 gluten, dairy, or histamines, it's perfect for your whole family. Try clinically proven Just Thrive Probiotic 100% risk-free today and get 20% off your purchase for a limited time. Visit justthrivehealth.com and use that promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, to get 20% off your purchase. I take these probiotics. They really work. JustThriveHealth.com. Use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M.
Menstrual police are coming soon. Watch your step, they're tracking the moon. Every fair woman, they'll know your name. The GOP's control, it's a twisted game. No more freedom, no more say. They're coming for your rights today. What will they ask when you miss your date? Will they knock on your door or just wait?
Yeah, the menstrual police are coming for your rights today. This is wild stuff. Of course, Comstock Act. We've talked about the Comstock Act before. The Comstock Act would bar not just shipping mifepristone. It doesn't just outlaw drugs that can cause abortion. And there's a widespread misapprehension, misunderstanding. In fact, this is some guy who didn't even bother to actually read my article this morning, obviously, sent me an email going, "Oh, you're sending out disinformation. This is only, they want end all abortions. It would just end, drug abortions." Well, no. The Comstock Act, the law, is you know, quite specific. And it says that every article, instrument, substance, drug, medicine, or thing which it can be used to produce abortion may not be sent through the mail. So, and that includes FedEx and UPS and everything else. So hospitals, doctors, you know, the medical equipment necessary to produce abortions would be outlawed along with the drugs. And now we've got Jason Miller, who is the senior advisor to the Trump campaign, was asked on Newsmax back, it was a week or so ago. This is so funny because you can hear the host is like setting up the question, right? He's like, "I'm going to give you an opportunity to sound rational." and Miller blows it. He says, "Trump wouldn't support monitoring pregnancies even if a state decided to do that?" Question mark. And we're talking about monitoring pregnancies. This is, like I said, the menstrual police. And Trump's senior advisor, Jason Miller, said, well, he's made it very clear he's not going to weigh in and try to push various states and what they want to go and set up their particular rules and restrictions. That's going to be up to the states. Yeah. And now you've got J.D. Vance writing a letter to the Attorney General, to Merrick Garland, saying that he wants the Comstock Act to be enforced by the FBI, and he wants it to be enforced now, today. He said, "It is disappointing yet not surprising that the Biden administration's DOJ has not only abdicated its constitutional responsibility to enforce the law, but also has once again twisted the plain meaning of the law in an effort to promote the taking of unborn life." Right. And this is, and Project 2025. They want an immediate campaign to enforce the criminal prohibitions of the Comstock Act. That's pretty straightforward stuff. Now, in Hungary, when you are pregnant, when a girl or a woman becomes pregnant, she must register with the state because abortion, while it's technically legal in Hungary, is actually very, very hard to get. And you get monitored by the state. They have the menstrual police in Hungary. And, of course, Viktor Orban in Hungary are the Republicans' model. Are the menstrual police coming to America? Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
And will Tim Walz bring it up tomorrow night? That'll be an interesting one. I'll be right back with your calls right after this. Let me guess. Your medicine cabinet is crammed with stuff that doesn't work. You're still not sleeping. You're still hurt and you're stressed out. That's how it was for me. So I cleaned out my cabinet, reset my health with CBD from CB Distillery. It's been a real change. CB Distillery's targeted formulations are made from the highest quality, clean ingredients. No fluff, no fillers, just pure, effective CBD solutions designed to help support your health. In two non-clinical studies, 81% of customers experienced more calm, 80% said CBD helped with pain after physical activity. An impressive 90% said that they slept better with CBD. If you struggle with a health concern and haven't yet found relief, make the change like I did to CB Distillery. And with over 2 million customers and a solid 100% money-back guarantee, CB Distillery is the source to trust. I have a 20% discount to get you started. Just visit cbdistillery.com and use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, for 20% off. That's cbdistillery.com. The code is TOM, cbdistillery.com. Hey, Tom Harbin here. Why sign up for my program's free daily newsletter over at tom.tv? Well, every morning you receive an email with a complete list of the topics we'll be covering on our weekday program. After the show's over, every afternoon, you'll get what I call Sue's Daily Stack that gives you hot links to every single story and information source that we talked about during the show. Plus, every day while the show is live, you can watch it at tom.tv without cost. That podcast of the show, a complete library of every subject discussed on previous shows, a place to view it live, it's all at tom.tv. So why sign up to get all this at no cost? Because we want you to join us to help change the world for the better. Despair is not an option. Sign up now at tom.tv. That's T-H-O-M.tv to get all the ammunition you need to win the water cooler wars. Tom.tv. Tag, you're it.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Hurricane Helene deaths are now over 130 across the South. Hundreds of roads blocked by mudslides or debris. In western North Carolina, ABC's Faith Abube.
Here in Asheville, while authorities search for victims and bring in much-needed food and water, it's been raining. They're still dealing with remnants of Helene. There's also a massive cleanup effort still ahead.
Good news, utility crews have fixed about 2 million power outages, while about 1.6 million remain. Former Cincinnati Reds star Pete Rose has died at home in Las Vegas at 83. He broke many records, including total hits, but suffered a career-ending scandal over betting on ball games. Israeli air attacks in Beirut. Israeli military says it started a ground offensive in southern Lebanon. The FBI today releasing a preliminary second quarter report on crime, showing a continued drop in violent crime through June by about 10%. This is ABC News.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Fire dangers are heating up as we enter the fall fire season. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources released a statement Monday asking people to check fire danger before conducting outdoor burning activities. The statement follows predictions for this week's weather to be dry and have gusty winds, perfect conditions for fires to spread. And while it may be fall, state health officials are still urging people in Wisconsin about mosquito bites. James Kelly has more.
The Wisconsin Department of Health Services is reminding residents to protect themselves after two horses tested positive for eastern equine encephalitis. Mosquitoes are capable of spreading the disease to both animals and people, but it cannot be spread through person-to-person or animal-to-person contact. There has been one confirmed human case of the disease this year, likely from travel to another state. I'm James Kelly.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Music legend Kris Kristofferson passed away over the weekend at the age of 88. Kristofferson is a three-time Grammy and Golden Globe winner and was a respected actor as well. He was the star of the original A Star Is Born in 1976, playing opposite Barbara Streisand. Kris Kristofferson was also part of an all-star band called The Highwaymen with Willie Nelson, Johnny Cash, and Waylon Jennings. Kristofferson received a Rhodes Scholarship in Literature, but soon after joined the U.S. Army, where he achieved the rank of captain and flew helicopters. Kris Kristofferson was a prolific activist advocating for farmers' rights, workers' rights, and immigrant rights. He famously supported Sinead O'Connor during a Bob Dylan tribute concert, shortly after she ripped up a picture of the Pope on Saturday Night Live in an effort to call attention to child abuse within the Catholic Church. Kristofferson hugged her on stage and called her courageous. Kristofferson died in Hawaii surrounded by his family, but a cause of death was not given. He was a true American original. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A few clouds in the overnight. Northwest winds developing and gusting over 30 miles per hour. Morning lows in the mid-50s. For your Tuesday, sunny and breezy. Northwest winds up around 30 miles per hour again. High temperatures reaching the middle 60s. Right now, it's 70.
The The Maggie Dawn Show.
The Second Amendment is designed to keep the power in this country with the people.
It's not the Second Amendment that preserves power in the people. It's elections, you moron. A dictator like Donald Trump that is a king and immune from prosecution, that is what erodes democracy. Kamala Harris and Uncle Tim Walz, they own guns. Nobody's coming for them. Chillax, Glenn. Get yourself some facts.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. Talk to someone if you're struggling with mental health, because most people out here really care. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, the Dropbox is back in Wausau. We'll have more details. We wrap up the show with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Make sure you join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
Hello?
Yeah, good morning.
Yes. I know that you mentioned Project 2025, which the Republicans disavowed, but they haven't disavowed Agenda 47, which is, there's a very good paper put out back in December by a man called Tom Hartman, which outlines everything,
yeah,
which I printed out to send to my neighbors.
Well, and Agenda 47 is, it's kind of like Project 2025 mini, you know?
Yeah, they call it their Republican platform.
Yeah.
But you should mention that, you know, by that very good author, because it has a very good outline.
Okay. Well, thank you for your kind words, EW. And yeah, thanks for pointing that out. That's a good one.
And then real quick, the Latinos are compromised over 30% of the population, voting population. And
no, I think
I'm distressed.
I don't think it's that. I don't think it's 30%. I think it's.
Well, it's getting there. Okay.
Yeah, 17%.
But at any rate,
sticks in my head, but it might be high. No, it's 22. I believe it's 22. Anyway, go. Your point is, keep going, Edith.
Yeah. My point is, I see on the news when they interview a lot of the Latinos, they keep on mentioning that Trump's better for the economy, but they should also think about what he promised, you know, all that deportation to implement, you know.
He also wasn't better for the economy. Jimmy Carter's economy was better than Donald Trump's. And that, I mean, even if you take out the pandemic, Jimmy Carter's economy was better than Donald Trump's.
Yeah, but the point is that, you know, if Trump gets elected, he's promised all this deportation bigger than the past three that they've already done to the Latinos and Hispanics in the past,
yeah,
in the 30s,
yeah,
the 20s,
in the 50s actually, was,
and then
was
1950,
yeah,
and Operation W, and I won't say the last word because I don't want to use a slang term. And plus, they had that experience with the Japanese Americans. You know, they're gonna pull all these people and put them in military bases, then deport them. They, yep, really, you know, before they vote for Trump, they really, really need to look up the deportation, you know, the Hispanic Latino deportations of the past, and reconsider, you know, if they vote for Trump, that's going to happen to them, because a lot of them that got deported were U.S. citizens.
Yeah, at least 20,000 in Operation W here in I think it was 54 or 56, but it was during Eisenhower. You're right, EW, thank you. Ann in Trinity, Florida. Hey, Ann, thanks for listening to WMNF. What's up?
Yes. Hey, Tom. Good morning. I am calling in. I was just at a voter training, mm-hmm, thing, and we've got two polling places in Pasco County that are going to be closed on Election Day because of the damage from the storm.
Mm.
So I'm going to urge people to vote by mail and to utilize our early voting. And definitely utilize the early voting, not just because of weather, but also because we don't know what kind of craziness is going to be happening on Election Day as far as bomb threats and just everything that's happening in Springville. Springfield, it could be translated out to November 5th. So I would suggest that people vote early and vote by mail when you've got the ability. And I have in Florida, I can go to my supervisor of elections from my county website. I can see that they received my vote by mail ballot, and I can also tell that my vote by mail ballot counted. So that everything was good on it, my signature was good, right. So I can go and actually see that to know. So I would suggest that people do that. And one other thing I would add is that we've got to stop giving military aid to Israel.
Yes.
I think that is one of the things that's really hurting the Democrats.
Yeah, I've been saying that for some time. I agree with you, Ann. This should I vote by mail or should I show up in person thing? I mean, you know, in six states, it's all vote by mail now, you know, including Oregon, where I live. But not in Florida where you live. And the one caveat about voting by mail, other than that Louis DeJoy has been slowing down the mails, you know, but the big caveat is that Republicans are trying to get 100,000 people, and I don't know if they've hit that number or not, they're not talking about it, to show up in polling places as election workers to challenge people's signatures. And signatures do change over time, and sometimes people are just, you know, in a hurry and things like that. And they are going to be aggressively challenging signatures on mail-in ballots from areas that are heavily Democratic. And this is explicitly part of their strategy. And so, and also, if you show up to vote in person, you will instantly find out if you've been purged or if there's something weird going on. So you're being given a provisional ballot, which you can then, you know, in most states, challenge in person at that time. So, if possible, try to vote in person. I would say this year, but if that's not an option, then yes, get an absentee ballot or however your state does it, and vote by mail as quickly as possible, given the slowness of the post office. Make sense?
Most definitely, yes. Okay. And if you've not already gone to check to make sure that you are still registered to vote, I would suggest that people reach out to their supervisor of elections offices and make sure that they are still registered to vote.
And you can do that at vote.gov.
Yes, and our vote by mail ballots actually have just started to go out. They went out on Friday. Was when they started mailing out the vote-by-mail ballots for our general election.
Great.
And so I will have 6 weeks to fill out my ballot. I can fill it out on my kitchen counter, and then I can send it in the mail, or I can actually take it to the supervisor of elections office and hand it to them in person if I want to do that.
There you go. Okay, Ann, thank you. Excellent points all, and I appreciate the call. Thank you. Michael in Bronx, New York. Hey, Michael, what's up?
Hey, Tom. Always a pleasure talking with you.
Thank you.
So I'm taking notes.
And Michael, if I may just interrupt you for a moment. I should have at the very beginning of the program thanked Jefferson Smith for filling in for me last Thursday and Friday. And let me take an opportunity to do that right now. So back to you, Michael.
Well, it's never too late, my friend. All right.
to be polite. Right. Exactly.
Yeah. Well, I'm taking note of the vice presidential debate tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm hoping to God that our moderators would press to J.D. Vance and also send a message to Donald Trump. You were already, not you, of course, but you guys were already asked once or twice to stop with the disparaging remarks aimed at Haitians, aimed at people of color, aimed at women that oppose your abortion stances.
Yeah.
And to my understanding, they have at least doubled down. I don't know if they have tripled down yet.
Yeah. Yeah, they have double, tripled, quadrupled. They're totally down with it. And
okay.
You know, but here's the thing. CBS has explicitly said that they will let J.D. Vance lie as much as he wants, and they will not challenge any of his lies during the debate.
Well, let me address that part, because I think I know what's going on. Same thing is going with CNN, but before I get to that, I want to start a particular statement, and I would encourage our other media people and anyone listening to send a notice to Department of Justice. As far as I'm concerned, what J.D. Vance and Donald Trump are doing are playing to incite violence and incite terrorism, and they should be federally, criminally charged and done so as a hate crime. They know damn well what they're doing here when they were asked by the local officials to stop because of their rhetoric leading to bomb threats, leading to threats of violence. You were told to stop, and you still, as you said, tripling down, quadrupling down. Yeah. So put this as a final notice. Any more of this, DOJ ought to arrest both Donald Trump and J.D. Vance. I don't give a rat's rump if this is an election.
There's a group of Haitians, or a group that represents Haitians in Ohio, that has filed a criminal charge against Trump and Vance, asking that they be arrested and prosecuted for inciting violence against these people. It's not going to go anywhere,
we have to press it.
I think it's symbolically a great thing.
And we really need to press it because it's their rhetoric as well and past policies. Now we have two women that are dead because of their trivializing abortion.
Right.
And then these poor ladies couldn't get proper health care to save their lives.
Yeah, two that we know of.
So that's an example
two that we know of, Michael. Yeah, you're absolutely right. And excuse me, it's a grim situation, and it's going to get worse if the Republicans win big this fall, which they're hoping.
Get it together, people. Bottom line.
There you go, Michael. Thank you. Just spot on. 44 minutes, almost 45 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay with us. It's the Tom Hartman Program, the place where despair is not an option. I'll be right back with you.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
We'll be right back with your calls. It's the Tom Hartman Program, helping you win the water cooler wars. What happens when you're the knock, the next of kin for a loved one who dies? It can be pretty overwhelming. They have to deal with the bank accounts, credit cards, utilities, cars, mortgages, all that stuff, all while grieving a loss. If something were to happen to you tomorrow, would your next of kin be prepared? Well, they would be if you had a knock box, the next of kin box. The knock box helps provide a paper trail for your digital life so your loved ones don't have to go on a wild goose chase. And if you have a household, you need a knock box. It's a complete system that helps you organize your possessions, your finances, your account passwords, your plans for your pets, for your kids, your estate, and more. Use the code TOM to save 18% off any kit exclusively available at knockbox.com. That's N-O-K-box.com, N-O-K-B-O-X.com. Go to knockbox.com and use that code TOM, T-H-O-M, to get organized and to save your 18%. Knockbox.com.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Last year, the Combating Auto Retail Scams Bill, or the CARS Bill, C-A-R-S, was passed by the government. And it's supposed to limit the trickery that car dealerships can use when they sell cars. Because the government found evidence that dealers were exploiting women and servicemen and women and people of color when it came to pricing and financing. But this bill has been held back from going into practice because the auto dealers are lobbying against it. And look, as somebody whose teenage daughter is saving up for a car, this tells me I've got to be extra prepared when we go car shopping to ask questions like these. So are there optional add-ons included in this purchase price that I can choose to remove? Can you walk me through each line item on this bill and make sure that I want it and that I consent to pay for it? For more money tips, check out workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name, Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original Badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
The John and Gordy Show.
Crazy people appear before the school boards, and they started banning books, right? The book, she says, featured one kiss. The mysterious woman appeared before a school board in Texas and claimed that this is the kiss that turned her into a debilitating porn addict.
That's been a hell of a kiss.
After reading the Scholastic book, she looked for other books that gave me pleasure. That is a quote.
Weekday mornings, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX. Matt Nair on air.
Dan Schaefer is here from the Recombobulation Area and now Civic Media's new political editor.
Jane, I know you like to talk about our assembly speaker.
Popcorn King, yes, Robin Voss.
So there is a potential outcome with these new maps where Greta Neubauer is the assembly speaker and Robin Voss is the minority leader. How does that sound, Jane?
I feel like my birthday came early.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays at 11 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Every device we use is getting smarter and more connected, like smartwatches and Wi-Fi LED-enabled LED bulbs. The world just keeps getting smarter, and your e-commerce business should too. I used to have a mail order business many years ago, and I would have loved to have had ShipStation for all our shipping needs. It's the fastest, most affordable way to ship products to your customers with discounts up to 89% off UPS, DHL Express, and U.S. Postal Service rates. Over 130,000 companies have grown their e-commerce businesses with ShipStation, and 98% of companies that stick with ShipStation for a year become customers for life. Lead your e-commerce business into a smarter future with the shipping software that delivers. Switch to ShipStation today. Just go to ShipStation.com and use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, and the code is TOM, T-H-O-M, to get that free 60-day trial for the shipping software that truly delivers. Pun intended. ShipStation.com, and use that code TOM, T-H-O-M, to get your free 60-day trial.
He doesn't hide behind lies and fear. That's not what real men do around here. A real man lifts up the ones he loves. Stands for truth when push comes to shove. Doesn't hate, doesn't cheat, doesn't scream. That's not the way of a man with a dream. This is not what real men do. They don't lie, they don't spew. Real men work hard, they love. They fight for what's good, for what's right, no.
Welcome back. 51 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here, Seth in Los Angeles. Hey, Seth, what's up?
Hey, Tom. Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to let you know, based on the story you shared, I went ahead and called human resources at McGregor Metal at their headquarters and left a message, spoke with someone, and they had me leave a message in support of Mr. McGregor and his company. Making American products, speaking out for his workers. I did let them know that I was a lifelong Democrat, but I didn't give any kind of political soapboxing or grandstanding.
Good on you,
he should
Seth.
Regret what he's done or this is. And I just feel if more people did that, if half as many people who called with death threats called to congratulate him and to let him know that that's not all Americans, he might have no idea what to think of us or Democrats or who we are. And just like I was willing to rethink what I thought of him in terms of looking at his business history, and he seems to be a man of integrity. He is running an American manufacturing business. He is speaking out for his workers, and to let him know there are people like me who support people like you.
Yeah,
you
know? And even it's though he's a Republican and voted for Trump twice, I mean, he stood up for the people that are working with him. And, you know, I can forgive him the vote.
It's easy to call these people when you want to make death threats. And it's harder to take time out when you want to say something supportive, you know?
You're right.
And it's acting locally. I think it's a good idea. So thank you for sharing the story. And any of your readers, they were very sweet. Your readers who want to call, readers, well, your readers and your listeners.
Viewers,
Good
idea, Seth. Yeah, it was a McGregor, Metal Works?
McGregor Metals, and you'll find them. They're in Ohio. They're easy to find.
Yeah. Okay. Seth, thanks a lot for the call. And good on you for doing that. That's great to hear. Thank you.
You bet.
Okay. Yep. Bye-bye. Bill in Clifton, New Jersey. Hey, Bill, what's up?
Hey, Tom. I just didn't know if you realized that there's a city on the southern coast of Spain when it was under Arabic occupation. It's on the Straits of Gibraltar, and they used to charge all the ships that came through like a toll fee. Mm-hmm. And the name of the town was Tarifa, and that's where tariffs come from.
Oh, interesting.
Interesting.
I didn't know that. Thank you.
Yeah, sure. One other thing. The ComStack Act, why isn't there some sort of committee or organization to get rid of laws that are outdated and, you know, like the state that had the old abortion law that they were going back to 1860? Why aren't there committees that get rid of these laws?
There was a federal effort to do that, Bill, during the Clinton administration, and Al Gore was in charge of it. It was called the something like Efficiency in Government Commission. And they went through and they found a bunch of old federal laws that were, you know, kind of useless and frankly, you know, some government agencies doing things that just didn't need to be done cleaned it up. But with regard to the Comstock Act, the Supreme Court had ruled back in the 50s in a way that caused everybody to assume that the Comstock Act was no longer in effect. And so Congress has had four opportunities to amend the Comstock Act since 1955, or there have been four amendments essentially to the body of law that it's a part of. And, you know, they never took it down because they just didn't think it was enforceable any longer. But now that the Republicans want it enforced, there's a brand new impetus to do something about this. And that's a good thing.
Right.
Bill, I want to get one more call in here. Thank you very much for the call. Michelle in Miami. Hey, Michelle, what's up?
Yes, hi, and thank you. I wanted to talk to you about the voting rights. They stripped my voting rights here in Florida. I'm right down the street from DeSantis. I'm in West Palm Beach. Mm-hmm. But, the real ID, like, I have a Vietnam vet. As far as his signature verification, he's disabled now. He even has a power of attorney. Now, how, if his signature doesn't match, they're going to be able to strike his documents, because, you know, they don't make any, I mean, I don't know what they're going to do with that, but, and as far as I'm trying to get his birth certificate for him to get his real ID, he's 80 years old and can't necessarily remember the spelling of his mother's maiden name. And I'm having an issue to be able to do that. So how, I can't get the real ID.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it used to be that you just swear under threat of perjury, which is, you know, 5 years in prison. You swear that you are a citizen. You know you're a citizen. Yeah. And that's enough. But that, you know, the Republicans were like, no, that's not enough. You got to jump through all these hoops.
I'm unable to get an ID without a birth certificate at all. So, and they took a DUI 10 years ago, they stripped my voting rights, and I'm doing everything I can. And what my understanding is, as long as you pay all your court fees and you've satisfied your, you're able to request.
You lose your right to vote in Florida for a DUI?
Yes. It's a felony for a DUI. They take any felony you get, they strip your voting rights. Yes.
Wow.
And also, please, white people for Haitian community, we need to support them. We love them. They're amazing. They come help my veteran here. It's the greatest. And I want to do everything to show them love.
Good on you, Michelle. Michelle, I got to run, but thank you. Thank you very much. We'll be back in just a moment with the second hour of the program. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, Late Show with Stephen Colbert writer and comedian Paul Mercurio joins the show. And in the second hour, Northeast Wisconsin-based comedian Rob Breckenridge joins me in studio.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. The John and Gordy Show.
Nirvana's Nevermind was partially produced here in Madison at Smart Studios by Butch Vig.
Butch Vig, I met him. I actually was working at Ward Brot at the time, and he came in and rented a piano. The suits at Ward Brot didn't want to rent them, you know, because they looked like grungy.
Did you vouch for him?
I did. I vouched for him, and I stuck my neck out and said, these guys are all right. Let's rent them a piano.
There you go.
Yeah. Yeah, they wouldn't have made that album without me.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.